Disney, live a little and love a lot. We're going to talk about the fact that he has moved his show. He had a show scheduled in Foxborough, Massachusetts on Sunday, but because of the hurricane, they bumped it to Friday because he doesn't want to have to cancel, and it's like the last of his tour.
Yeah. He can't make it up.
And so, you know, now some people are upset that he's, but it's like better than canceling people.
Yeah. Really. And it's, you know, if it's a stadium show, that's a lot of people.
Right. We'll talk about it in our Nashville news here in about 10 minutes. Also, this hour, we were asking the question, if there's been a time in your life where you had a really cool opportunity, but you turned it down. We wanted to know why. Diane says it was way back in the 70s. She had the opportunity to buy stock in a company that was involved in cable television. She said, I could have bought 100 shares for about $50, but I turned it down because I was a single mom and I didn't have a lot of money. That company today is Comcast.
No.
Could have made a little bit of money.
How many people wanted to buy gold when it was $300 an ounce?
Right. Or Apple stock.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's check on traffic. We'll get to news and weather next. There's a lot of interesting news these days. We'll check in with Justin on all that. But how about the roads? Any trouble right now, Mark?
Right now, everything looks good. I'm Mark Williams, 93.1 WPOC Time Saver Traffic.
Hey, I'm Bob Delmont, and you need a raise during your workday. How about 10% more of your requests and dedications during Delmont's Diner starting at noon? I can do it on WPOC.
Country Radio.
I'm pretty sure we know what we're dealing with here.
Good morning, it's 7:01. I'm Justin Cole with your That's Your News and Sports. Marty Bass has a look at weather next. Here's Marty Bass with today's weather forecast.
Good morning. We'll start out partly
7:05. I'm Justin Cole.
And we do have some tickets to give away for the performance of the Zac Brown Band. They're coming to Jiffy Lube Live Saturday, October 15th. Caller 9 right now wins a pair of tickets. 410-481-WPOC. Good luck. Here's Keith Urban's Better Life. All right, that's Keith Urban, and he's singing about the better life. Who's not after that, right? It's 9 minutes after 7. Good morning, WPOC, and a happy Thursday. Who's this?
Madison.
Are you having a good day, honey?
Yeah.
All right. You haven't started school yet, right?
No.
When is that, next week?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you excited?
Yeah. I get to see my friends, and all I know that my two best friends are in my class.
Oh, excellent. Well, that'll make the year go by nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Madison, are you calling for the Zac Brown Band tickets for Jiffy Lube Live?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've just won a pair, hon.
Awesome!
I knew you'd feel that way. Who are you going to take with you?
My mama.
Yeah, that's a good idea. All right, hold the phone for me just a minute.
Okay.
Very lucky girl, Madison, and somebody else to win tickets at 105 this afternoon with Bob Delmont on WPOC. Here's Luke Bryan.
Hey, girl.
It's Luke Bryan and Country Girl. Shake it for me. Hey, congratulations to Luke Bryan. He tops the country chart for the second week in a row with his CD Tailgates and Tan Lines, the best-selling country album in America right now. Yeah, some Nashville news quickly. Kenny Chesney fans in Boston will get to see him in concert 2 days earlier than they had expected. His previously scheduled show at Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts, Sunday has been pushed up to Friday because of warnings about Hurricane Irene. On his website, Kenny said, I want the last weekend of the Going Coastal Tour to be a great experience for everybody, but I also want it to be the safest experience for everyone. I've always said Foxborough is a highlight of the tour because fans are ready for a great night of music and fun no matter what night it is. Sunday's Gillette Stadium show was supposed to be his last of the year. Now he'll wrap things up there on Saturday. Kenny and some top Nashville songwriters will be strumming and singing in a casual show tonight in a club in Boston. If you want to watch it, it will stream at CMASongwriterSeries.com tonight. Lady Antebellum will play 3 stripped-down intimate shows as part of the Own the Night Unplugged series. It's a celebration of their new album, which will be in stores September 13th. Those shows will be in Chicago September 10th, New York City on the 13th, and in L.A. September 15th. Tickets to those shows will become available through LadyAntebellum.com starting tomorrow.
And that is for you not to do it.